This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 15 years since electronic voting machines were first adopted by many states, numerous reports by computer scientists have shown nearly every make and model to be vulnerable to hacking. The systems were not initially designed with robust security in mind, and even where security features were included, experts have found them to be poorly implemented with glaring holes. Rick Gates, a former top advisor to Trump's presidential campaign, has agreed to cooperate with the special counsel's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election after pleading guilty to financial fraud and lying to investigators. Gates is a longtime political consultant who once served as Trump's deputy campaign chairman. Faced with massive protests in Florida, the Republican governor, Rick Scott, and state lawmakers have announced a plan to raise the minimum age to buy any firearm, including semi-automatic rifles, from 18 to 21. Scott also vowed to strengthen rules to keep weapons away from people who have mental health problems or injunctions against them for stalking or domestic violence. Although less than student protesters demanded, this is still an affront to the NRA. The Justice Department informed the White House this month that there were substantial issues related to Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, that still needed to be investigated and would significantly delay a recommendation on whether he should receive a permanent security clearance, according to people briefed on the matter. At least eight companies that had offered NRA members discounts or special deals announced plans to separate or end affiliations with the organization, including Hertz, Enterprise, and Avis, Budget, Rent-A-Cars, Simple Safe, all of which gave NRA members 2 months of free home security monitoring and North American and Allied van lines. Similar demands to disassociate are being made by MetLife Insurance and others. More than 277,000 public school teachers were out of class for 2 days in West Virginia. All 55 counties in the state closed schools, said the state's Department of Education. A map on the department's website was covered in red, a color that indicates closures, which illustrated the sweeping impact of the strike. Union leaders with the West Virginia Education Association said the strike would continue. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.